You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we continue our series of interviews with candidates running in the Wisconsin congressional primaries this month. We'll talk to a Democratic candidate in Speaker Paul Ryan's district.
Now, growing business in Wisconsin is all about embracing entrepreneurs and startups. That's according to our next guest, who says policymakers at the state and local level should be paying more attention to new business creation.
Zach Brandon joins us now. He's the president of the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. Zach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you're trying to apply some lessons I think you've learned and taken in the Madison area for the state as a whole. Can you talk about when you came into the Chamber of Commerce in Madison about 4 years ago, what your priorities were?
So I used the word intrepid to define what I thought the vision should be. And so if you think about the word intrepid, it's, you know, it can mean a lot of things, but adventurous, resourceful, hardworking, tenacious. But if you break the word apart, and the IN for innovation, the TREP for entrepreneurial, and the ID for identifiable. And so the goal was not just to make the chamber, but all of Greater Madison innovative, entrepreneurial, and identifiable.
Now, you focused a lot on startups and entrepreneurs, new business. And it seems like there's an ongoing debate, in a way, between economic policy based on, hey, we've got big companies here. Let's work to keep them around, help them expand, or to lure in other big employers, maybe from other states or regions. You're saying that's not the right road. What do you think? Why do you think startups, entrepreneurs, should be the main focus?
You know, to the middle part of the question about sort of the luring of companies or the border raiding. You know, you might get a couple one off, but that's a race to the bottom. That states competing at that caliber, at that level, generally don't end up with a positive net increase to the jobs or to the economic output. When you think about how economies are created, and that's really where this was focused, is economies are created by the creation of community wealth. So community wealth is really disposable income, but you import other people's talent and wealth and ideas, you create a product, a service, some kind of good, then you export that. The income from that exportation, you try to recirculate it amongst your economy as many times as possible. And so it becomes kind of goes from importing to the local economy. And so when you think about how economies are created, so I would give a little nuance. It's not just about entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. but really about entrepreneurship. So even existing companies, so if you think of the marquee companies of this state, so think Harley Davidson, Briggs & Stratton, SC Johnson, Johnson Controls, Kohler, Oshkosh Corporation. Those are all named after either the founders or the city of their founding, which is about the truest example of entrepreneurship you're going to find. And so all, even of our enterprise companies, we're all entrepreneurs at one point in time. It's really about not just new company creation, but also transferring entrepreneurship into the big companies as well, getting them to think about themselves as disruptors, as change agents.
Talk about how a local community can get behind that entrepreneurial spirit. What can, at the government level, at the local business community level, the Chamber of Commerce level, what can people actually do to make an environment for this kind of business?
Sure. So in Steve Case's new book, Steve Case was the founder of America Online. He just wrote a book called The Third Wave, which is it's a roadmap as to where he foresees the economy going. And the third wave is the third wave of the internet. So the first wave, he argues, is just getting online. So it was, CompuServe and AOL. It were the CDs for those of us who still remember getting inundated with CDs in the mail where we could sign up for 300 free hours. That was phase one or wave one. Wave two is where we are today. So it's building upon the internet. So it's Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, everything that uses the foundation of the internet and creates a lot of apps around. And there's been some good and lots of community wealth created by it. The third wave, he argues, is actually the transferring all of the data and the technology to existing industries. So it's health and insurance and manufacturing and agriculture, specifically food, energy. All those are going to be enhanced or disrupted by the internet. And the regions that are most likely to feel that change and that benefit if they're able to ride the third wave are the places where those businesses are located. And that's places like Wisconsin, that the industries, whether it's health or food, insurance, manufacturing, we are a hotbed of that. And his argument is that not the Silicon Valley will go away, but Detroit was Silicon Valley 60 years ago. That if you were an engineer or you were, if you were in the STEM industries, you gravitated to Detroit because that was the center of the, the engineering economy. His argument now is it will shift back to the Midwest. And so the point of what the local economy can do is he has three P's: policy, perseverance, and partnerships. And I think so one is what can be done at the state level and at local levels when it comes to policy that enhances the risk-taking that is inherent in entrepreneurship. Help develop partnerships, so getting out of these sort of regional silos. It's not Madison versus Milwaukee or Milwaukee versus the North. It's that we're in this together, that we have one economy in the state, and we should be doing what we can to help each other succeed. And then perseverance, and it certainly is a state of perseverance, as is the Midwest. And so we've already knocked down one P, I think. We've just got the other two to focus on.
We're talking to Zach Brandon, president of the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. Looking at the economic future of Wisconsin, he says promoting an entrepreneurial spirit, working with startups or innovation at existing companies are the key to the economic future of the state. And Zach, not even the economic future. You point out in the papers lately, this is part of our economic present. We have a lot of this already. There's a hub growing between Madison and Milwaukee. You want to build on what we've got. Talk about where we are now, though.
Right. Well, to that point, too, there's a scary undercurrent. There's an undertow to the third wave, too, that if you know that this is the future, or you expect that this is the future, and you do nothing, that not only will you not hold steady, not only will you sort of stay at baseline, but you are likely to go backwards as a state. And I think that's one of the scariest propositions. The state of our economy now, there's something interesting going on that last year the Department of Labor put out a map, and actually put out on social media. And on that map there, it said highest concentration of software publishing jobs in the United States. And there were all these bubbles around the country. And right in the upper Midwest, there was this huge bubble. And I thought to myself, I saw it on Twitter, and I thought, I wonder what that bubble is. Is that Chicago? Is that Milwaukee? What is that? Turns out it's Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin has the second highest concentration of software publishing jobs in the country. And so that defies a little bit of sort of what we think is reality. We think that's Silicon Valley. We think it's Austin, Texas. Turns out Seattle's number one. Madison's number two. And when you look at what Madison coupled with the rest of the state when it comes to software publishing jobs, 3.8% of all jobs in the U.S. in that sector happen to occur in the state of Wisconsin. On a pro rata share, that means that software publishing has the same penetration into that sector as manufacturing, as agriculture, as logistics, as printing. So the things that we think are baseline industries, we're actually doing so well in software publishing, but we don't even believe our own self-concept.
Is that, do we need to change our state brand in our own minds in a way? We think of ourselves as we grow stuff, we have cows, we have milk, we have cheese, and we have Harleys and things like that. Is this, do we need a mindset change here?
I think it's a little bit of a mindset change, but it's also the ability to walk and chew gum at the same time. Right? We can say and we can honor and be proud of the historic industries, the legacy industries that have driven our economy. And if you believe in the third wave, will continue to drive our economy. But we also have to be thinking about what's the cusp of the next wave of the economy and where are we going next. And so it's a little bit, it is a mindset shift. It's a little bit of the ability to look at ourselves and see ourselves as something different than what we've been in the past. But we shouldn't lose sight of those other legacy industries because those provide a great opportunity for us to be the disruptor, to be the enhancer of those industries. Think about healthcare alone. Healthcare has the most inefficiencies and the largest piece of GDP, so it's the most ripe for disruption. We've got great companies. In fact, between Lake Michigan to Madison, there are almost 100 companies that in some way touch healthcare, whether it's delivery, whether it's payers, whether it's technology. We need to figure out a way to brand that. And so, you know, we've been sort of cheekily calling it the health highway. But if that highway corridor between Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Madison were anywhere else in the country or if it were in California, it'd be on the front page of magazines. They would be calling it a miracle. And here we can't get past Jefferson County.
You've got a major research university in Madison, decent research, a good research program at UW-Milwaukee. You've got Marquette over there, the corridor between. How do you expand that to other parts of the state, not just Madison, Milwaukee, and that strip of I-94?
Well, really, when you start to, you know, you pick up Marshfield Clinic, you pick up Gunderson Lutheran, which if you really took the corridor all the way out, you could pick up, you know, almost the entire state. And if you really thought big, you could go down to Chicago where they have pharma, and you could go to the Twin Cities where they have medical device. You could create a corridor, a much larger corridor, but you could create a corridor in the upper Midwest that would rival anything in the world. It's just a matter of being able to think big, to understand our, you know, this new self-concept and then be willing to talk about it. In fact, brag about it, which is something we don't do well. The humble brag is not something that we're good at.
You've talked to other local business leaders around the state. You've talked, I think, to the governor about this. Are they ready to talk about this? Are they ready to have this conversation?
They are. I think, you know, the conversation with the governor was, it started off with this phrase. I said, Governor, in the next hour, I'm going to use the words Madison, Greater Madison, and Dane County a whole bunch. And every time I say that, I want you to think Wisconsin. So when I say Madison jobs, you think Wisconsin jobs. When I say Dane County's economy, you think Wisconsin's economy. Because that's how we actually have to be able to picture. It cannot be Madison versus Milwaukee or Milwaukee versus Waukesha. In order for us to succeed, one, we have to know where the puck is going, how it got there, and not think about whose puck it is. How's that for a sports metaphor in the middle of business talk?
We talk about divisiveness in Wisconsin politics. I don't know if you want to get into the politics that much. That's not a way people are really thinking these days. It's region versus region, party versus party. Briefly, as we wrap up, can we get past that?
Absolutely. Look at a place like Austin, Texas. Austin is beloved by Texas, which is, you know, very much a red state. In fact, some people joke it's a blueberry in the bowl of tomato soup. Austin's done a great job of proving that a progressive college town with a state capital can be an economic engine. And I think there's no reason why Madison, Milwaukee, and the rest of the state shouldn't be viewing the Dane County economy the same way.
Zach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Zach Brandon, president of the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. He's joined us to talk about how focusing on startups and an entrepreneurial spirit could help grow the state's economy.
Coming up after the news, we meet a Democratic candidate for Congress running in House Speaker Paul Ryan's district. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.